Chuck Chat Freestyle for May 28, 2010. Hey, I am Chuck Tomasi, and this is my audio blog, and I have good news to share with you. The good news is I now have a job. Yes, that's right. I accepted an offer with a company called ServiceNow.com. They're the same people that did the help desk service for the previous employer that I was at. We used them for a couple of years, did the implementation, ran very well, and I also won the Innovation of the Year Award last April for a reservation system for laptops and cell phones and whatnot. So very happy about that. I start June 7th, and I'll be going out to San Diego, California for some training for a couple of weeks, trying to rearrange schedules and everything of all the commitments I have, the Fox Cities managers, HDI, yada, yada, yada. So it's going to be quite interesting going forward. Most of the job is work from home, occasional travel to customer sites, occasional travel to the mothership, that sort of thing. So very excited about that. Glad to be out of the unemployment stage. Happy to be collecting two paychecks for a while for the severance package and a new paycheck. So maybe we'll have a few new toys around here. Who knows? Donna gave me permission to go buy an iPad as a celebration thing, but everybody's sold out. I can't find any. I want an iPad. I don't want to wait, but I may have to. So we'll see how that goes. I last spoke with you on the 14th of May, and at the time I was looking for a job, so things have obviously changed a bit. Very good prospects. The market is not too bad right now. Had a lot of good leads that I'd love to follow up on, and unfortunately, can't do that now. Well, could, but I'm not going to work two, three jobs at the same time. Also, on the 15th, I was elected HDI chapter president, so I'm now the president of our local HDI chapter, and came up with job descriptions of what each board position will be doing, and communication channels, and new officer training. We've got a new VP of membership that was elected on the 21st at our chapter meeting. See, the members have to elect the board positions except for the president, which gets elected by the other board positions. So that's how that worked. And had to run up to De Pere, Wisconsin and get my debit card started so I can actually carry around a debit card for the chapter and make purchases and whatnot. So if we have pizza at a chapter meeting, I can take care of that. Waiting for that to come through. Hopefully it will get here by next Wednesday, which starting to sound more doubtful with the holiday weekend and everything, because I've got a trip out to Colorado Springs for a what they call the Chapter Officer Summit. And looking forward to that. Looking forward to seeing some great people in Colorado Springs who I've got to know from other chapters, from HDI themselves over the last year and a half. And I'll get back to Denver and hop the plane out to San Diego for training. So finding travel arrangements is just kind of a pain when it's a not just out and back kind of thing. It's out here, work for a while, go over there, work for a while, come back. And I'd like to be back Friday night. I don't know how late we'll be working in the office out there. But if I work till 5, it means I'm going to be on a plane all night and won't be able to get to karate. And that's the other thing that I'm challenged with. I've got to talk to the chief instructor early next week before I go on this big, long 2.5 weeks of trip, because we do have a karate graduation coming up. It's going to be close on attendance, and I don't think that'll be a problem. But I will effectively only have one night to work out before our next test. Giving us two nights, one on the 21st of June and one next Wednesday on the 3rd. So two workouts in the whole month isn't my idea of a good idea when I'm used to, you know, three or four a week. So the other thing that needed to be moved was the Fox Cities managers. I was looking for a new venue because we were meeting all at Plexus. And now that my employment there is done, I sent out a message to all of the people on the mailing list, about 150 people, and got back up boatload of responses. Everybody's been so supportive. I love that group. Unfortunately, I have to cancel now that I'll be out on training during that meeting. Such are the challenges of being the meeting organizer and actually, I was the presenter on that one, too. So if it was easy enough to just say, hey, could you handle this? Everybody's lined up. No can do. And then I'm headed out to San Diego again, which conflicts with the July meeting. So I basically told everybody, have the summer off. As August conflicts with the PGA tournament. So busy, busy summer coming up. And I know everybody, a lot of you have busy summers also. I haven't even gotten into the kids' schedules. That's just mine. The good news is about this job is I'll be working a lot from home. I think I mentioned that already. And the pay is good. Two checks at a time, as I mentioned, severance pay and regular pay. And just feeling very good about it at this point. Waiting for Time Warner to come over and install digital cable and the phone package. We bundled everything all together since we will no longer be getting internet through Donna's employer. They've backed out of that plan, and we said, hey, if we got to pay for it ourselves, we might as well look for the best deal. And we got a pretty good deal out of them. We've got this nice new high-definition TV and decided to get some HD channels as well. So bundled it all together since we're converting from AT&T. They're running a special right now. And I looked at AT&T UVerse, and I've heard good things from other customers. The fact that you have to pay for each box on each TV and you only get four, what they call streams, HD using two, and if your DVR is recording, that's two more, and the other TVs in the house really don't stack up that well. So the price wasn't any better also. I'm going to stick with Time Warner. They've been good to me for the last few years, and hopefully they'll be over soon and we can get that squared away because I've got to run up to De Pere and to Green Bay, about 30 minutes away, and get a drug screening for this. And I'd like to get that sent out so that the start date doesn't change. So today is kind of a hectic day, but it's hurry up and wait, hurry up and wait. That's about it. My parents were down last weekend, and we had a great time. They were here to see one of my niece's dance recitals. And we got to spend some time. We got to spend a little extra time on Monday because obviously I'm out of a job. And they came over. We had a nice talk. We ran out to the Verizon store because my dad was having problems with his cell phone. And they got that squared away. So I had a little extra special time. And that's what everybody who's been in this position has told me before is remember to spend time with the families. That was an unexpected benefit to spend it with my parents. And then hopefully we'll see them again this Memorial Day weekend. So just a real quick update. Wanted to just share the news and wish everybody a happy Memorial Day. Till next time, 101.